Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, excuse me. Let's try that again. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about how I went from being a super pessimistic person to choosing more positivity and what that journey has looked like for me. So, for some reason, I felt like it was way easier for me to look at the negative stuff in my life, and I didn't understand why I was like that, or like really how to fix it, or even I didn't even know it was really that big of an issue until I found myself in more spaces alone and I had to like listen to myself for real and pay more attention, because there wasn't anybody else to really reflect me. So over the course of, I guess, a few months, I started to pay more attention to the conversations I was having with people and just like my overall response to some of the stuff that they were saying. Was it a positive response? Was it a negative response? And if it was negative, why I felt like it needed to be negative, or what caused it to be negative for me? And is there a way that I could fix that? Like, a lot of questions that I didn't used to ask myself, I started asking myself, and it helped me to grow into someone that was more self-aware, for one. And then two, just overall realizing that I might feel like it's okay or a good idea to be negative in those moments, but realistically, choosing to be more positive and to look at things more positively takes a lot less out of you to do, and it seems to be way more rewarding for me from what I've experienced so far. And just overall realizing that if I'm in a positive mindset, I mean, I can't necessarily control the whole world, but chances are things are gonna go a lot more positive for me. And vice versa with the negative stuff. If I'm in a negative mindset, chances are things are just, it doesn't matter if somebody gives me something that I've been wanting for years or something that would normally make me happy. If I'm not happy, I'm just not happy. And that's because I chose to look at things in a negative way versus a positive way. And I've been told that over the years, but I didn't actually pay attention to it until, I would say, within the past like 3 to 4 months, I started to pay a lot more attention to it. And what has helped me the most with all of this is reminding myself of what positivity looks like for me, for one, and then also remembering where I came from and reminding myself that I don't want to be that person anymore. To me, my pessimism looked like a lot of what if it goes bad, or how can I put it? What if it goes bad? What if I don't succeed? I didn't even try. So how are you going to succeed at something that you didn't even try to put forth the effort to accomplish? And then that's also another thing. It's just legit not even putting forth the effort, because I doubted myself, because I allowed more negative thoughts about what I was trying to do matter more than the positive thoughts. And overall, it just became a part of who I was, and it was who I was for a very long time. I understood why I pushed people away or how I pushed people away based on just me paying more attention. And then everything that people had told me over the years, I heard it so much louder when I was alone. Not to say that I was overthinking things per se, but it was more of, I hear y'all, like I get it now. And I made the effort to actually start putting forth the knowledge that I gained towards something more beneficial for my future. And in order to do that, I had to sacrifice a lot of myself from my past. And I've learned that with healing, that has helped me to overcome a lot of that as well. But for the most part, me realizing that the difference between when I would be negative versus when I would be positive too, and doing that on a consistent basis and allowing that to just, that repetitiveness to help me to grow into a new mindset, because a mindset is so important. I didn't realize that either until more recently. But your mindset is way more important than pretty much anything else I'm probably going to mention in this episode, because when your mindset is set to, I guess, anticipate the bad things. So, for example, something, you could be waiting for some, like, money or something like that, right? And you finally get the money, and instead of you practicing gratitude and being like, oh, finally, thank you, like, good, like, now I can get things done, you're like, oh, about time, like, freak, I've been waiting long enough. And it's a level of your response that determines a lot of how the rest of the outcome in your perspective is going to be affected. Because realistically, it might be easy for you to respond that way because that's how you're used to responding to stuff. And you might not see it as a problem because it's just a part of your personality, quote unquote. But just because something has always been a certain way doesn't mean that it needs to continue to be that way. And I feel like a lot of the times we get that confused, or we feel like we are changing parts of ourselves for the wrong reasons, or why should I have to change this, or why should I have to improve on that? Why can't somebody just accept me for who I am, and blah, 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 blah. Realistically, it's not always good for you to be the same person you were 10 years ago. If you're not growing, if you're not developing, if you're not changing certain things about yourself for the better, then you're pretty much telling yourself that, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. And realistically, I mean, not to be harsh, but there's something that everybody can improve on. Like, we are not perfect. And a lot of the times whenever people would tell me stuff about, like, my perspective or things that they felt like I could improve on towards, like, more positive way of thinking, I got really defensive about it because I was like, how can you tell me about me? Who are you to tell me about me, you know? And it's not that they're telling me about me in a bad way or trying to keep me from reaching my fullest potential. It was actually the opposite. But if I wasn't in the right state of mind to receive that type of information or that type of, or to experience that type of growth, then I'm automatically going to reject it and I'm going to send it back to where it came from because I didn't feel like I probably didn't realize that I was capable of change and to transform into a better version of myself. I thought that where I was good and I was the better version of myself. But being positive, I also used to think meant that, or optimism or anything like that, I used to think that it was ignoring the negative, or ignoring reality, not the negative, and telling myself that it's not to look at the full picture for what it was. And being positive isn't ignoring the whole situation. It's choosing to not only focus on the things that you can control, but it's also choosing to pay more attention to the things that are actually going to benefit you mentally in the long run. Because if you're sitting in negativity over and over and over again, I hate this, why am I like this, why did this turn out like this, oh my gosh, I hate my job, I hate this, I hate my skin, I hate my body, all this negative self-talk and negative talk about your environment, it's going to add up and it's going to keep trickling into other parts of your life. If you're looking at, or if you're finding yourself to look at things in a negative way constantly, then that means that either your environment needs to change, your friend group needs to change, your mindset needs to change, or all of those things, really. Because if you are what you attract also. And I didn't believe that that was true until more recently, whenever I started to shift my mindset into a more positive one, or whenever I chose to be more self-aware of my reactions to situations, I started to realize that you are in control of your reaction. You're in control of a lot more than you realize you are. And you might realize that you are in control of these things, but realistically, like I said before, it's how you've always been. So I had to tell myself that growth is going to be uncomfortable, and telling myself those uncomfortable truths about myself and what I needed to change is really what helps to push you towards removing those things from your personality or from your mindset that don't serve you. Seeing things positively is not easy all the time, especially when you're first starting out, because you're pretty much telling your mind and your brain to do the opposite of what you've been doing this whole time. But some of the things that have helped me is to, if I notice myself going to or thinking towards something negative or going towards something negative that I would normally go towards or think about, I try to catch myself right in that moment. So if I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do this, why did I even try this? Like, this is trash, I suck at this. I try to change it and say, I don't understand how to do this right now, and it's frustrating me because I don't understand it. So in order for me to not be frustrated, I need to try to figure out ways to better understand this situation so that I can benefit from it later, and so that I don't continue to have this issue happen over and over again. So changing the way that you speak about yourself as well. We all have things that we might not be so fond about ourselves, and we might not be able to change it. And loving yourself isn't always loving every part of yourself, but it's accepting every part of yourself for what it is, because those very things that you might not like about yourself could be the things that are actually what makes you unique, you know? What makes you you and what makes you different from anybody and anything else. So negativity to me used to look like me staying in a comfort zone. That's the best way for me to think of putting it. Me staying in a way of thinking that didn't challenge me. It helped me to, I guess, appreciate the things that I normally wouldn't have appreciated. And I know that's kind of probably like an interesting way of putting it, but those negative ways of thinking made me feel like I was so self-aware. Like, it made me feel like I was very much present in the moment, and that I am reading deep into this situation and choosing to have this perspective because everybody else is just oblivious, and that's why they're choosing optimism. I'm not gonna be oblivious. But that's not it. Whenever I was negative or thinking negative, and it's not to say that I'm always thinking positive either, because you're still gonna have your moments, but the more you choose to look at things positively, the more that it's gonna shift towards less negative things. But the negative things can be acknowledged, but they don't need to be dwelled in. That means that it's okay for you to pay attention to it in that moment, but as soon as you're done with that moment, you drop it and you shift gears, you shift perspective, you shift your mindset, and focus on only the things that you can control. But yeah, you got this. It's okay for you to realize now things that you might not have realized before. And I don't feel like things happen for no reason. I don't feel like we were a certain way before because to keep us from who we're supposed to become or whatever the case may be. I feel like we go through those things for a reason. And if we don't go through those things, we don't realize what we need to change and improve on. But I hope that everyone has a great day. I hope that this helps someone, because that is the ultimate goal of my podcast, is to share my perspective of what I've dealt with in hopes of being able to relate to someone and kind of giving someone that advice that I didn't feel like I had or that I needed at those times in my life, and to let people know that you're not alone with dealing with this stuff. It's okay. It's all a part of the process. We just can't give up. All right, y'all. Have a good day. Bye.